Yeah, it's more than disappointing at this stage. You know, I feel that the Islanders are being treated as second-class citizens here in relation to their democratic rights and also their constitutional rights. And we pointed out to the minister yesterday that what is happening is completely outdated, that it has no place in modern democracy, where Islanders such as Arranmore Island, Tory Island off the coast of Donegal would be expected to vote 2 days before the rest of the mainland. And this isn't a view just shared by Sinn Féin. Many in the opposition, including Eamon O'Keefe, who was articulating this very forcibly yesterday as well. So this is a unified front from the opposition, that this doesn't make any sense in this day and age, given the transport infrastructure that's there to and from the islands, that there should be equality there, that they would be allowed to vote on the same day as the rest of the country.
So it's obviously, or it seemed too late for next spring's general election. Do you think this will be the last vote, last ballot, that Islanders will have to vote early then, so given the opposition's view?
I think it will, and I hope it will. And I pointed out to the minister that not only is this unfair in terms of democratic rights, but in my view, it's also unconstitutional, because at this point in time, when the Dáil is dissolved, people have 2 days to apply for a postal vote. The problem is, in relation to the islands, that the returning officer doesn't make the declaration as to when the vote will take place on the islands for a number of days. And by the time that the day is designated, which is usually a Wednesday or a Thursday, the Islanders have no opportunity to apply for a postal vote. You have to be able to apply for the postal vote, you know, when you know the date of polling takes place. So they are denied this constitutional right. So I think that issue, and me raising that issue, will hopefully force the minister to seek advice from the Attorney General, which will make them end this practice. But look, this practice, as I said yesterday in the Dáil, was maybe okay when we used to row out to our islands in curras, you know, to get the ballot boxes in and out, you know, when that was the only type of infrastructure. Now we have car ferries going in and out to Arranmore Island that, they, you know, hardly misses a day. We have the Army Air Corps that is able to respond to emergencies in terms of medical emergencies on the island and so on. And look, the reality is that elections don't take place in the months of December or January. It's very infrequent when that would happen. They happen at a time when the weather is actually quite decent. But look, we could have adverse weather that would prevent ballot boxes being collected in many parts of the mainland as well.
So,
but we don't set new rules for them.
Is it not possible then that perhaps the government could allow Islanders to vote on the same day as those on the mainland without the requirement for amendment?
Well, no. What the legislation allows for at this point in time is allows for returning officers to set the polling dates on the offshore islands up to 3 days before the designated date across the state. Now, theoretically, yes, the returning officers could say, well, we're going to have it on the same day as the rest of the country. They refuse to do that. But even across the island communities, there's differences. For example, off the coast of Galway, it's 1 day before polling day. In Arranmore Island, which is just off the coast of, you know, Burton Port, and quite a bit of the journey is sheltered by other islands, it's 2 days, you know, so there is no sense here whatsoever. And I pointed out yesterday, particularly in terms of the presidential election, that there was a key turning point in the presidential debate after the islanders had voted, but their ballots were cast and couldn't participate or hear all of the election debate that was going on at that time.